EWA-517, do you want to report a UFO?
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
There are 71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was there anybody above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
There are 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's Merger 295. Yeah, something just passed over. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy? Did we just call about the UFOs we saw?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there, taking airplanes.
And a dispatch. Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls.
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to the show, wherever in the world you are joining us from tonight. I am your host, Nick Hunter, and you're listening to the UFO Chronicles podcast. Our guest this episode is Dan from Ontario, Canada, sharing a UFO experience from 2016. Dan and his family witnessed several objects flying in the sky and hovering 200 feet above their house, and then proceeded to engage in an interaction.
If you enjoy the show and you would like to help support the podcast on Patreon, you can do this for as little as $1 a month. Head on over to www.patreon.com/UFO Chronicles Podcast. You can also find the link in the description of this episode below. Any help is very much appreciated. Now, on with the show. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thank you very much, Nick. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's great to have you on. And you're calling from Ontario, Canada.
Yes, from Peterborough, Ontario.
Lovely. Thank you for coming on today and sharing your experience. Would you like to start at the very beginning for us, please, Dan?
Okay. I'd suppose the very beginning is, as a child growing up, I was always into space and the space flights. Anything to do with space, I would read, I would watch every flight, and I was always interested in it, and UFOs, and so I read a lot of UFO books when I was younger, and Truder and all these books, and I always kept into it, but never saw anything, and I looked thousands of times camping in Ontario, beautiful skies, but never seen anything out of the ordinary, really, and but my wife, she is a yoga teacher, and she teaches meditation as well. And so I do restorative yoga with her, and it kind of takes you through a journey. And it's a wonderful guided meditation. And I usually, to be honest, I get so comfortable because it's relaxing and you are so comfortable that I have a hard time staying between meditation and falling asleep. And most times I fall asleep. But I always try to make a communication fly through the universe and find some other life out there just to make contact. But I never really seem to do anything in that way. Like I never really seem to contact. Until one time, it really seemed different. I was able to stay awake and focused in my meditation. And I seemed to go to where I wanted to go, where there were other friendly beings. And I just sent positive messages to them, because I had recently just read a book called The Day After Roswell. And it was quite a fascinating book about the general who took care of the UFO wreckage mainly and had to back engineer everything from the lasers to the night vision goggles to everything that they found upon these ships. But he wasn't at the crash site when it happened, but he documented what happened. He saw the documentation of what happened. And it was quite brutal from what he told us of what they found with the aliens. And I felt so sad for these creatures that came here as visitors and what we did to them, according to him. And I felt really bad. And I get quite emotional when it comes to things like that. So anyways, I just wanted to send my positive messages to them and acknowledge that we are aware of the lives that they have lost while traveling to this planet. And I just wanted to let them know we have sorrow for them. And, you know, we know they're doing good. And I wanted to acknowledge that. And at the end of it, I just thought I was still there. And I thought, to lighten it up, I'm just going to ask them a question out of the blue. And I thought, I can't ask them a deep question about time travel or whatever, because I don't know how they would teach me that within a short amount of time and if I would even get it. So I thought, to keep it light and humorous, I sent them a question saying, like, do you have any downtime? Like, do you have a summer vacation with your family? Do you have family time? Do you go water skiing with your family? You know, when you're done your travel, when you come back with your fellow astronauts, do you sit down and have a drink and say, boy, every time we go through that asteroid belt, I'm telling you, my blood pressure rises. Like, and do you laugh about it? Do you have fun? Do you have downtime? And so I kind of sent that out there just as a joke. And then I couldn't believe, I thought, I'll see. And I invited them. I gave them a full invite to come anytime they wanted. And I swear it was about 2 weeks later. It was on Canada's Thanksgiving Day in 2016. It was October 10th. It was a Monday, holiday Monday. And we just came back from my parents' place for Thanksgiving dinner. We got home just past 7 o'clock. It was just starting to turn dark. And it was just getting dusk. It was a beautiful, clear night. All the stars were coming out. And we came inside the house. And normally I don't go downstairs to close the blinds until the kids are in bed much later, 10 o'clock or so. But for some reason, when I came home that night, I went downstairs just to close them. And when I looked out my basement window, I couldn't believe my eyes, because right there, hovering above my backyard, coming right towards my house, was this large, perfectly round, glowing ball. And it was quite low, maybe, gee, like 400 feet off the ground, like not. And it was about the size of a small car, and it was coming straight towards my house, and it was super bright white light. And right away I thought, that's a UFO, like, there it is. I invited them, and just like ordering Amazon, like, here it is 2 weeks later, and I couldn't believe it. And I thought, like, it isn't making any sound. It's right over my backyard now. It's still traveling towards me, and there's no sound. There's no beam of light coming from it. It's not like a flashlight. It's more like glowing from the inside, like a light bulb, I'd suppose. And then it went straight up over my house, very slow, like almost like a balloon, but in a straight line. And at a pretty good clip, like maybe 30 miles an hour. And it went up over my house. So I just ran right upstairs, put on my shoes, ran outside. And there it was, hovering over my house. And it was stationary. And when it was stationary, it was giving off these colors, the lights. It's hard to describe because I've never seen anything like this, and nothing like this on this planet. It was incredible. It was this huge ball, and it was spinning lights from inside, like left to right, and then right to left. And it'd be like blue, green, blue, green, red, blue, green, blue, red, blue. And it would keep spinning from the inside, but the ball itself wasn't spinning. The lights inside were. And it was almost kind of transparent. Like, I could see in, and the lights, I could see the lights inside spinning, but I couldn't see through it or anything inside. It was just almost like an onion skin or something with these lights spinning. And then all of a sudden, after about a minute and a minute and a half of watching it, it was very close, like maybe twice the height of my pine tree out in front of my yard. So however tall that is, it's hard to tell at night, the height, but I would say two pine trees high, very close. And then it lit up super bright, bright, bright white, like it was when it was flying towards my house. And it was glowing so bright. And then all of a sudden, boom, it just took off like it was flashed out of a slingshot. It went so fast and so deep, such a straight line right into deep outer space. Like it would have been to the moon in maybe 1.5 seconds, like one, two, it's there. Like it was that fast. And there was no streak behind it. There were no flames or anything like that. It was just, you could see the ball and it was gone. And within like 4 seconds, it was a star shooting with the other stars. And I was watching it and I'm never going to take my eyes off of this thing because it was such a clear night. I could see it amongst the stars. It looked like a star now, but I could tell, I know that one right there, and I was watching it. But there was a bright light shining out the corner of my eye. And when I looked over, it was another one coming the same path right over my backyard, right up over my house. The same thing, same size, white, bright ball coming right up over my house. And so then I called my wife out because I thought, I don't know if I'm not hallucinating, but I don't know if they're just showing themselves to me. And I wanted to get my camera, but I didn't want to miss a thing because I thought if I run in to get my phone and take a picture of this, I'm going to miss the whole thing. And besides, it's nighttime. I don't think I'd get a good shot of it anyways. And I just wanted to enjoy the moment because I had recently seen a movie, The Life of Walter Mitty, and Sean Penn was taking a picture of this cat that is so elusive. And when he had the chance to take the picture, he just watched and took in the moment. And sometimes you just have to enjoy the moment. And I thought no one would believe a video of this anyway, so I just wanted to see it. So I didn't grab my camera, but I called my wife out to see this. And she came out and I said, look at that thing hovering right over our house and it's doing the light show. And she's like, oh my God, like, what the hell is that thing? And it's like, what do you think? Like, I just saw one blast into space, one of these things. And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe it, right? She's like, look at the colors. It's red, green, red, red, blue, red, green, spinning colors inside, coming out. But it was always contained inside the ball, the lights. They were never shining out of the ball. They were always contained inside of this UFO. And so then after about a minute or so, it started getting super bright white again. And I said to my wife, watch this. It's going to take off. The last one lit up like this. And then it zoomed off. I said, watch it, watch it. It's getting hot. It's going to do it. And it lit up so bright. And then boom, it took off just like the other one, like a slingshot. Gone. And she was like, oh my God, like that's going right into deep space, like deep space, straight into the black. And she was like, oh my God, that was incredible. And then another one starts coming over the house. And she was like, wow, that was amazing. But I'm a little chilly and I'm just going to go inside. And I was thinking, I can't believe you're not freaking out like me. Like, I think this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. She's like, yeah, I know, but you know, I just saw it. That's enough. And so she went inside. And then my two boys come running out. And they're just, you know, around 9, 13 years old. And they come running outside and they said, Mom says you're out here watching UFOs. And there's this next one. Now, this is the third one. It is sitting doing the color show. It's come over the backyard. It's sitting stationary now and hovering and doing the lights. And my boys are watching it and they're like, oh my God, UFOs are real. And my youngest son's jumping up and down going, I can't believe it. Aliens are real. I always knew they were, but there they are. And we're waving to them and we're jumping up and down. My kids were jumping. It was so much fun. Couldn't believe it. There was absolutely no fright at all. This was such a positive feeling right from the beginning. I couldn't believe it. Like, there was absolutely no negativity. It was great. I felt safe with my kids there. And we were enjoying the moment so much. And then it lit up bright and it blasted off out of the slingshot. And so my kids are like, that was amazing. But you know what? We're going inside to watch a movie. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, now there's two of them coming in the backyard. Now there are two coming in the exact straight line that the other ones were. But there are two of them now side by side coming up. And the boys are like, yeah, it's getting late though. And we want to watch a movie before it's bedtime. So they're going inside. It's like, I can't believe this. So I looked up the UFOs and I said, I know you guys have come from like hundreds of starlights away, but you know, we have Netflix, and I'm sorry you put on this big magic show for us, but, you know, I couldn't believe it. It was quite humorous to me because it was like we were treating it like they're Ferraris, like you see one go by and it's amazing. But, you know, back to our lunch. And I was thinking, have we seen these before? Like, because we're so comfortable with them and nonchalant, and I couldn't believe it. And so then anyways, the two of them started coming over my house, and I thought, okay, maybe this is a good time for me to go get my camera, because I've seen a lot of it. I've taken a lot in. I've had like a minute and a half to look at these things and figure them out, or try to figure them out. And I sure couldn't. So I thought, now's a good time to go get my camera. So I went inside, and it was a pretty crummy cell phone camera, but I was quite surprised at how good of a picture it actually got. So I started taking the video of the fourth and fifth UFOs that came over the house, the two together. And you can see on the YouTube, I did put it up, and you can see the two of them. And my son said, when I showed it to him inside, he says, wow, they're like communicating to each other, because they were repeating the color patterns. The one would go red, green, red, green, and the other one would go red, green, red, green. And then it'd go blue, red, blue, blue, red, blue. And they would like do it to each other. And as I was watching them and videotaping them, I kind of just tried to send a message to them saying, if you could do something for me, if you want me to videotape you, do something outrageous that, you know, I can't say is just a satellite or a weather balloon or whatever. And then all of a sudden, the bottom left one in the video, it just shot off, boom, like out of the slingshot, and the other one stayed stationary. And I was quite impressed. I was like, that's really good. Like, they both didn't take off at the same time. The one actually stayed still while doing its colors, and the other one flew off. And then maybe 15 seconds later, the other one zoomed off right behind it. And they all went to the same constellation, the same exact place in deep space. They all went the exact same line to the same constellations. And it was just blowing my mind. And then after those two did that, this last one came, and it was the same thing. Waited till the other ones are way deep in space. And then it came up, bright, 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 white light over my house, and sat in the same place, exact same over my house as the other ones. And then my next door neighbor came out of her house to go to work at nighttime. And I couldn't believe it, because right there, like maybe 200-300 feet, right above her head, is this massive ball the size of a car doing this light show. And she can't even see it because it's super silent. And it was like, oh my God, like, so I didn't know if I should call her and say, hey, look up above you and see your reaction. But I thought it might scare the hell out of her. And it was such a funny moment, because how many times have we not looked up and had something like this? Like, I don't think it's very common, but it was sure funny to see that, oh my God, like, this is a moment I thought we're having together. Me and the aliens or whatever is directing this ship or drone or whatever it is. I thought, this seems like the answer to my question when I said, you guys have a sense of humor, because I don't know what they were doing before they were here, but it seemed like on their way out of town, they were going to stop by and kind of pay me a visit. And man, they seemed to have a sense of humor that night, because we seemed to share a laugh when she was just getting in her car, like, la-di-da, and right above her is this UFO doing this magic light show. And it was incredible. And she drove off like nothing was happening. And so I gave the UFO there like an invisible kind of hug and just thumbs up and applauded. I gave applause to the show and thanked them. I thought it was incredible. And then after I applauded them and held my arms out to the side as a hug, virtual hug, they lit up bright, 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 white, and then blasted off. Boom. No trail, straight into deep space, going, and like into the stars, same star pattern as before. And that was it. No more came after that one. And what a show. That was the six of them within maybe 20 minutes. They each stayed for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes each. And it was just absolutely incredible. And I came inside and said to my wife, like, that was hilarious, like such a positive experience. I couldn't believe how much fun that was and what a great experience it was. And I said, and it blows my mind that the kids are like, yeah, that's great, but I got to watch this movie. And you were like, yeah, I've seen it. I'm going to go in. And she said to me, "Well, you know, hon, like, I'm sure they've been here for hundreds of years already visiting us." And I said, "I'm sure they have been too, but just I've never seen it, you know." And it was funny. We laughed about it. It was crazy. And it was so positive. And I'm really glad that I videotaped it now and put it up, because it does keep the memory alive, because there is does seem like there is some kind of memory lost to it. Like, it's no big deal almost. And I've had that too, because the next day when I went into work, I posted it right away that night to keep it fresh and that. And I came into work the next day and everyone's like, "Hey, how's it going, Dan? Yeah, good weekend." "Oh, it was a great long weekend, you know, went on some hiking trails and had dinner with family." And the one coworker said, "And you had some visitors last night, right?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, my God, like, how could that not be the lead story when I'm telling you what happened on my weekend? Like, why was that not the top story? Like, oh my God, yeah, like, you got to hear this story." And I would tell it. But I thought, why was that, like, not even on the top of my mind, the most incredible experience I've ever had, like, or seen? And it's just, but I don't know, that was one of the funny parts about it as well. Yeah, I've never seen any since, but gee, I still keep trying to send them positive vibes and thank them for that. And I really just wanted to call in, Nick, and tell you my positive experience with whoever this was, because I know, like I talked to my wife about it, like I said, like, there are a lot of negative stories, and I know, like, a lot of frightening experience people have had. And my wife said, "You know, why do they get such a bad rap, do you think, all the time?" And I just said, well, she actually said, "I guess there's both political parties on whatever planet you're on, where, you know, some are for one thing and some are for another in different ways. And I'm sure, you know, so some are more compassionate than others, I'm sure." And so the ones that I was in contact with, boy, they were, it couldn't have been a better experience. I don't know how else to put it. It was a great moment in my life, and I keep waiting for it to happen again. It seemed like that when it was happening, it just seemed like, oh, they'll be back. You know, we're just going to watch a movie because they'll be back. And that's when I thought, like, have we experienced this before? And I would love to go under hypnotism to just relive the experience and hear myself talking about the details and that again and relive it. And to see if it's happened before, to see if we have been in contact or not, or been visited before, because I don't know how they found me. I stand on top of the big hill in town here and I look over our city and there's a lot of trees and it's hard to even see the houses. I don't know if I find mine in the city, and they sure did seem to. And but listening to your show, Nick, it I never put it together until a few weeks later. Like, my wife was like, "Why do you think they came?" And I said, "I think it had something to do with the meditation. I really do, because I really seemed to connect that time. And since I've been listening to your show, I never really heard stories about people talking about meditation and getting in contact. And when I started listening to your show, a lot of people were saying meditation and all this. And it was like, you know, I really seriously think that it has something to do with this. That's for sure." And but I never saw them again. But a funny thing happened about a year later. A few months after the sightings, I went to up north to a bookstore where a medium spiritual lady runs her store on astrology and things like that. And I borrowed a book about UFOs encounters and read it. And I didn't see her again until about 6-8 months later. I ran into her at a Halloween fair just north of my town, and she was the psychic lady in the tent at the Halloween show. And so I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. And so she laid out a bunch of cards. They weren't like tarot cards, but they were spiritual cards of some kind, light-hearted ones. And she said, "Go ahead and pick a card." And she remembered me from the UFO book. And she picked this card, or I picked the card out of the deck and I handed it to her. And she looked at it and she started laughing, really belly laughing, because I told her my story about the visitors and that. And she's looking at the card and I said, "What is so funny?" And she says, "It's you." I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "It's you on this card." And she shows the card and it's a picture of a cartoon that looks similar to me. And he has his arms spread straight out like a bird flying through the air. but he's flying on this picture through space, and behind him are these ball lights lit up with stars all around. And so this guy's flying through space with stars and lights flashing all around, and the caption on the card says, "See the lights." And she says, "That's you." She says, "That's them. They want you to see the lights. They want you to see them." And it was like, oh my God, that is so funny. Like, I don't know if that's just coincidence or what, but it sure is funny to look at this picture. It says, "See the light." And she's saying, they wanted you to see those lights. And it said, it sure did seem that way. And that kind of just rounded the whole story up right there into a nice positive package. And I don't know what else to say about it besides it was just an incredible experience that I'll never forget. That's for sure.
Wonderful, Dan. I love your energy.
It was a great experience. Positive. It just lifts me right up every time I think about it.
It certainly does sound like Peterborough was paid a visit that night.
And I couldn't believe, I'm looking around, like, can no one else see this? Because it wasn't way off, like, is that a satellite? Like, it was right there, like, just twice the size of my pine tree. And I'm thinking, how can't anyone else see this? That's why I called my wife out. So I was like, am I the only one being able to see this or what? She's like, no, there it is right there. I was like, okay.
Now, you did actually send me the videos as well, you know, which I have seen. And yeah, you've definitely captured something there. Of course, it's at night, you know, it's always difficult to see, but there's something flying around there and there's lights are flashing and that one does zoom off.
Yes.
For the benefit of our listeners, you can view the videos. I will link to them below this episode on the website. Take a look.
Yeah, if I could slow that one down even more, because it took off so fast, you can just barely see its speed off, because I don't know how, if you were traveling the speed of light, how fast you would get to the moon, but I swear it would have been 1.5 seconds. It was going that fast.
I'm guessing he was probably heading off to watch Netflix. Getting that last movie before bedtime.
They were all going off to the same place, so I don't know if they were meeting up or not. But they were one right behind each other, coming and going.
I have had a lot of guests on here which do practice meditation as a form of contact. And I think it's, you know, as good as anything, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And yes, because I have a lot of feelings and empathy too. And I think that has a lot to do with it as well. I also, my wife that I actually, and my kids, that I feel... I never mentioned it because it seems like quite a weird thing and I didn't think anybody would ever understand it or take it seriously, but I feel other people's pain. And I don't mean like I feel for you, like I physically feel other people's pain. And I told my wife about 6 months ago because it's been getting stronger in the past year or so. I said right down below in this area, I always get this pain when I see someone distressed or in pain. And she says, that's your root chakra. And I looked it up and it was actually a thing called mirror touch syndrome. And it's where you actually feel physical pain with other people. So if my kids come in and they're like, oh, I got a paper cut. I'm like, oh, and I'm on the ground in pain, like taking the pain. And it's bizarre, but I feel other people's pain. And so when I read the book about the aliens and what happened to them in Roswell, I just felt so much pain for them. And I just wanted to let them know that, you know, we aren't all like the military would treat you here. We would not want to be treated like that if we landed on another planet or came into contact with them. That's for sure.
So really, you're empathic.
Yes. Yes. Very much so. Yes. And so I wanted to let them know that we feel for their losses. We've lost people in space as well. And you know, I'm sure there are people who have lost them and missed them. And I wanted them to know that we're with them and we're all together in this universe.
We are all one, really.
Yes. Yep.
You know, like we were talking before the show, people do have different types of experiences. You know, like I said, the whole spectrum, really. Some people have good experiences, some people have bad experiences, and then pretty much everything in between. Because a lot of people generally, when they have the which I consider the more hardcore experiences, you know, they never really went searching for it. They had no, absolutely zero interest in the subject whatsoever before these things started to happen to them. Quite an early age in a lot of cases. So when it does happen, you know, they truly don't know what's going on, you know, and they're completely conflicted mentally as well. So it can be quite difficult. So people which tend to go looking, you know, usually have more positive experiences.
That makes a lot of sense to me, yes, because I was definitely expecting it, like in not expecting it, but when it happened, it was like, there it is, like it's here, you know, because I called for it and I didn't honestly think it would ever happen. But when it did, yeah, I wasn't surprised and I was quite happy.
And I also do believe that they are willing to kind of make contact with people, want to generally make contact with them, you know, in a positive way. You know, I do believe that.
Yeah, I do as well. Like they let me get my camera, it seemed, and things like that. So I didn't grab it at the start because I didn't know if they would want me to, like if I'm going to spoil the whole thing or whatever. This is the moment just for me, I felt. But it seemed like they let me. And so I did it. And yeah, I asked them to do a bit of a show and they did zoom off the one. And it's incredible.
I mean, you're very much like me as well. When I would ever try meditating, I would always fall asleep as well.
it's wonderful. Yeah, the restorative yoga. It's like, we'll see how comfortable we can get you without falling asleep. Pillows under the arms, pillows under the knees, eye pillow, and the soft music and the meditation music. And yeah, my wife's wonderful voice guiding me through meditation and the diffuser going, and just, yeah, it's the perfect setting. So yeah, I find it hard to stay in between consciousness and falling asleep and where I want to go. Because yeah, my mind just goes.
Well, it sounds like you got a wonderful teacher as well.
I do. Yes, she is incredible. Very good.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment, including the network you're listening to right now, the Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Again, we were talking very briefly at the beginning, just before the show, and you do a lot of work outside, and you have a couple of paranormal experiences as well.
I do, and I've heard some of your callers before say how they're connected to the UFO sightings, and after they've seen UFOs, they've seen other things, and I just want to say this is 100% not connected to the UFOs at all. This is my two experiences with ghosts were definitely location, no doubt about it. The one was probably about 8 years ago, I would say. North of Peterborough here, there is a very nice water running. It's called Burley Falls, and it's beautiful rapids. And there is an old Burley Falls in there, and it's quite old. It's been there probably since 1856. It's quite old, but beautiful, beautiful location. And we wanted to stay there for our anniversary, and so we booked one of the rooms. They don't have many; it's maybe five or six. And we booked the one which is upstairs, over top of the ballroom, and it has a wonderful balcony where you can open up the French doors and walk out to the balcony. Wonderful. So we check in, and we notice the dining room, ballroom downstairs, the old ballroom. It's under renovation. And okay, so we can't go in for dining there, but that's fine. Later on, looking back, I thought, yeah, I've seen a lot of ghost shows where they do renovations and it stirs things up. That could been what happened here, because we went up to our room and it was very nice. And right away, there was a big oak cabinet with double doors. And so we opened it up, big oak doors, swing them open, and there's a TV inside. Oh, that's nice. And so then we open up the balcony door. We walk out on the balcony. It's very nice, very calm day, sunny, beautiful. We walk back in and one of the doors on the cabinet is closed now. And my wife said, why did you close the one door? And I said, I didn't. And she said, oh, it must have been the wind, I guess, from the balcony that blew it shut. And I said, yeah, for sure. It's the wind. I didn't want to alarm her, but there was no wind. And so I went over to the darn thing to see if I could just kind of slightly push it and if it would go shut. And I pushed it and it stopped. I pushed it and it stopped. Like, you had to give it a good to get this oak door to close. And it was like, okay, now that's bizarre. But I'm not going to even think about that anymore from now on. And so I let that slip my mind. And we had a wonderful day, wonderful time. And then that night, they had like a jacuzzi style bathtub in the bathroom. And so I locked the doors into our room, like triple locked it, like locked the one on the door, locked the sliding one, and put the chain one across, and went in to start the bath water and locked even the bathroom door. And then all of a sudden, we hear footsteps, like I'm talking really loud, like boot footsteps from the door coming towards right across the living room towards our bathroom door. And we're just looking at each other, and it's like, boom, 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 getting closer to the bathroom door. And so we're kind of starting to freak, not saying anything, looking at each other. But in my mind, I'm thinking, if I see a shadow at the bottom of that door going across, I might not be able to contain myself and keep my cool. And anyways, the footsteps got right to the door and they stopped. And my wife's like, you locked the door, right? And I'm like, I know I triple locked that door. I know I did. And so it's like, I'm going to go out there. And I sure hope there's nothing on the other side. And I opened the door and there was absolutely nothing there. And I checked the door and all the locks are still locked up tight. And it was just a really freaky, bizarre feeling. That one almost got me scared of it. If I saw that shadow go across that bottom of the door, I would have lost it. But, and so anyways, yeah, we found out that, yeah, there have been sightings in this inn before. Of course, it's been there for over 170 years. And so, yeah, that was my first experience of any kind of paranormal like that. And then another incident happened about 5 years ago, I'd say. I do work at a cemetery during the day, and we do have an old chapel in our cemetery. It's one of the oldest in Ontario, and it's been around since 1851, and the chapel is just about as old. We don't really keep it open that much, just for ghost tours and things, because it is so old. And there is a washroom there that is accessible, but not to the public. We just use it for the groundskeepers throughout the year. It does get kind of dank, and it is so old and a little creepy, but we're fine using it, the workers, but no one else. And so you go inside the washroom, and then you lock the door, and there's a washing area, and then there's a stall. And so to close the big main door, you have to pull. We don't have a handle on it. We have this big old chain, and it's a big, heavy, thick chain hanging down on the door. And so you pull the chain to close the door shut and lock the door. And so then I go into the stall, and as I'm just entered the stall, I hear on the door, on the outside door, not the stall door, the very outside door of this old chapel, I hear a banging, like a knocking. It's like a knock, knock, very soft. It goes knock, knock, knock. And I'm thinking it's someone on the outside, one of my coworkers, trying to get me going or something, but it kept getting louder and louder and louder. Bang, bang, bang on the door, and it's getting louder. And I'm thinking that isn't a person, because I am a musician and that is in perfect drum beat. And I know none of my coworkers have a drum beat in them. And this is perfect on time every time. And it started sounding like it was now on the inside of the door and not the outside. And so I peek out the stall and I can't believe what I'm looking at. On the door, there's this big heavy chain and it is swinging away from the door, onto the door, boom, away from the door, boom. And it kept coming out, boom. And I walked right over to it. Like I, for some reason, this didn't frighten me at all. I was just like, how is that happening? I walked right up, maybe 2 feet away from this chain that was pulling out away from the door and slamming into it, pulling away, slamming into it, and very hard, boom, boom, boom. And it kept going for maybe 30 seconds and I couldn't believe it. And I just kept watching it. And then all of a sudden, it's as if whoever was doing it just let go of it. And it just slowly, naturally stopped. It started going boom, 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 and just stopped swinging. And I was like, what the hell was that all about? I couldn't believe it. And I went down to our workshop later on at break time. And I said to the coworkers and the students who worked there throughout the summer, I said, I just had kind of a weird experience in the washroom up at the chapel. This chain started swinging and was banging violently, like for a long time, and then slowed down. And the one student said to me, oh yeah, I had that happen to me before about a month ago. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you didn't tell me about this. I was like, okay. And he was like, well, what are you going to do about it? And I was like, I don't know, maybe remove the chain. But I don't know. Maybe it just has a kick out of letting us know it's there or something. So the chain is still there today, but I haven't seen it do anything like that since. And I'm not afraid to go back in there. It was not a frightening experience. I don't know why, but maybe because it was a former coworker from the past, who knows? But it was a strangely positive experience, I guess you could say, just because it was so bizarre to look at. And I didn't feel like it was going to hurt me or anything was going to push me, or there was nothing evil feeling at all about it. Not the same with the inn. When that footsteps came across, that felt a little different. But this one definitely didn't feel like that at all. There was no creepiness to it, just a bizarre incident that I just chalk up to being in the creepy old chapel of the super old cemetery. And that's that's as far as my ghost experiences go.
Creepy stuff.
Yeah.
I've had the old footsteps before, and it can be a little bit eerie. I lived in a really old, I think it was a 16th century coach house. Wow. And this one time I was in this room and it had wooden floors, and I was in bed and I could hear this all the way through the room, and it went through the bed as well. Yeah, I could hear it. It was going through the bed. Scary. But I mean, it was the place was haunted in any case, so we were getting all kinds of things going on. But yeah, I didn't used to like that very much. Not when you're alone and vulnerable in bed.
I don't really like sleeping in the place. Yeah, I don't mind visiting for a thrill, but certainly not staying there so much.
Well, Dan, it's been wonderful speaking to you tonight. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing that for us.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show, Nick. And I was waiting for the right time to share my experience, and because I hadn't told more than a handful of people my story for real. And it's been a long time, and I really wanted to share it with you and your listeners, and let them know that there are some very positive experiences out there. And keep your eyes to the sky, because they could be right above you and you don't even know it.
That is true. But it's good, actually, because now you've told thousands of people all over the world.
I'm glad I could, and thank you very much, Nick, for helping me share those stories.
Thank you for sharing. The more, you know, the more people share, the better.
Yeah, positive. Hopefully this brings out some positive stories. Excellent.
Okay, I wish you a good night, okay? And I'll talk to you soon, Dan.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, Nick.
All right, take care of yourself.
Okay, you too.
That is all for this week. Keep updated and connected with the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you have an encounter that you'd like to share on the podcast, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com or reach out to me via the contact page on my website at ufochroniclespodcast.com. And while you're on the website, head to our podcast store and get yourself something from our newly released merchandise range. Lots to choose from and shipped anywhere in the world. Big thank you to Dan for sharing tonight, and thank you all for listening. I will be back next week. Till then, stay safe and keep watching the skies. Goodbye.